Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
What I did on my summer vacation that had to do with sports, sort of. On one especially sunny, calm morning, I took the family kayaking. Actually, I enlisted the services of one John McGrath to take us kayaking, and if you were going kayaking in Chatham, Massachusetts, you'd have been wise to do the same, at least according to John McGrath, who has saved or rescued 200 people in the waters adjacent to Chatham, at least according to John McGrath, who also has 7 ferrets. The ferrets are necessary to a full appreciation of Mr. McGrath because for many years owning them was illegal in Massachusetts, meaning that Mr. McGrath was a criminal. He was sought by various law enforcement officers with nothing better to do than keep the Commonwealth free of ferrets, which engendered in Mr. McGrath significant skepticism for a system against which he has been bumping up for some time. Now, John McGrath claims to know the various waters around Cape Cod better than anyone, and it may be true. I can testify that he knows the Oyster River, Stage Harbor, and the Snake River well enough to guide a party of 6, only one of whom could kayak with grace, and it wasn't me, on a journey during which we were accompanied by egrets, herons, hawks, and gulls. Where the Snake River ends in a quiet marsh, we watched walls of crabs scuttle up the muddy banks, and one of us, the one who was least concerned that her kayak might tip over and present John McGrath with somebody else to rescue, plucked several oysters off the bottom. By the time we all got pointed back toward John's shack on the dock, the wind had kicked up. Motorboats crossing the harbor were ignoring the no-wake rule. We bobbed across the choppy water as best we could, at least one of us determined not to acknowledge that his shoulder hurt. John McGrath raced ahead, slicing through the waves like a man worried that his ferrets might be hungry or lonely. It was a fine day during a vacation full of fine days, and the memory had to become sustaining since just 2 days after returning home, like lots of other people around here, I could have kayaked in the dark across my basement.